And welcome to our monthly Ascension class. Today is June 8th of 2019. Hello, everyone. My name is Terry, and I thank you for taking the time and interest in our Ascension class and the information that is presented. Our classes are offered through my website, vibrationsofthesoul.com, as a resource for personal learning, healing, and a goal to better understand spiritual awakening and the planetary ascension cycle that is currently underway. Clearly, we are in times of great change, impacting our relationship we have with ourselves, with others, and our planet. The issue is today, many people do not have a context for what is occurring as this frequency shift is affecting everything. These can be challenging times resulting in confusion, sadness, feelings of disconnection, and loneliness. When we talk about ascension or spiritual awakening, we can experience this as a multidimensional shift within consciousness, which then allows us to see, to perceive the unfolding of a greater reality that is operating upon planet Earth. Within this greater reality, some of us are actively participating with this cycle of change consciously, while others are just becoming aware that something is very different as their day-to-day observations and interactions with the world just no longer make sense. Through our classes, we offer an opportunity to learn from many others who are walking through this ascension cycle with a conscious participation as they offer to share their direct and personal experiences with us. I ask you to keep an open mind, being receptive to new ideas, knowledge, and being adaptable to change. When we are open-minded, we know that others should be free to express their views and that the value of others' knowledge should always be recognized. Keeping an open and flexible mind is important to keep one's heart open. Remember, an open mind equals an open heart. I ask you to please take in only what feels supportive and resonant for you at this time. In opening our fields of intention here today, we command this space as sovereign and free within the natural laws of God, the law of one, through our crystal star guardian and aurora hosts, in which we are learning to take complete ownership of our personal energies through unity consciousness, compassionate witnessing, loving self and others, loving the earth and nature, responsible co-creation, and consciousness expansion. So today I have a special guest with me, and her name is Kathy. And I thank you, Kathy, for being here today, because it is our goal to share your process, your journey of spiritual awakening and ascension. So thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm excited to be able to talk and share this knowledge. So perhaps you can talk a little bit about yourself. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, first, let me thank you for having me. I appreciate that. I'm 56. I'm originally from Michigan, and I was born in Detroit, Michigan. I have three adult children, and I've been married for 36 years.
Okay, busy life. A busy 3D life. Yes. Okay. Well, I guess we'll just start. As I know you, there were clues as a child to who you were growing up, and these clues, these knowings were reflected in your actions, in your personality, your character, your experience. And it might be a good idea to start there. You know, maybe you can share that with us.
Start at the beginning, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I think it's probably, you need to know the fact that I'm the youngest of nine and I was raised Catholic. I went to a parochial school through the fourth grade. My father was a doctor, but by the time I was born, he was suffering from debilitating depression, so much so that he often wasn't even able to work. And despite that fact, my parents continued to toe the Catholic party line and, continue to have children, which is sort of interesting since I was the beneficiary of that being the last.
Right.
But saying that, it is to say that the religious overtones of all that played into my childhood.
Sure.
Also, the fact that my father was a doctor made me very entrenched in that allopathic medical chakra system.
Right, right.
And that played a part as well in the difficulty of waking up when you start out in those kind of heavily in those systems.
Right, right, absolutely.
I would also say that I was a really good kid. My parents were very burdened with the fact that my dad was depressed a lot.
Right,
so we had financial
right.
and emotional burdens. So I had to be a very independent child, and so much so that I remember getting myself ready and out the door to school, even in first grade.
Yeah, and I see this reflected in you, because I know you now for
right.
3.5 years, and I see your independence, I see your strength, I see your will. So yeah, totally
right.
can understand. Yeah, absolutely.
But probably the most interesting thing is that I've always had a fascination with the paranormal. Even when I was a child. So I wondered if aliens existed.
Right.
I wondered if people really were being abducted.
Yeah.
Were ghosts real? What about mediums and psychics? Fascination with John Edward on TV, wondering.
Sure.
Is that really happening? Can you really do that? And then, like crop circles. What are those? Are those
yeah.
real?
Yeah. It's interesting, isn't it? In hindsight, you can look back and see that fascination and that interest, because again, I think, and I guess you would agree, it's a clue really to, and a foundation
yeah.
to who you are today.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Anything else you'd like to share? All right. Well, let's talk about, your relationship and your experience with religion and with the Catholic Church. Perhaps that's a next good place to start here, right? Because
right.
it's, one of those foundations and those structures
right.
and pillars. So, yeah, let's start there.
Right. Well, and given that I was actually born into it, so it wasn't
right.
something that I really had a choice about initially.
Mm-hmm.
And as I said, I was, in fact, in a parochial school through the fourth grade, so... There was that indoctrination happening with
right.
that. But I will say that I had a very back and forth relationship. I was in the parochial school, and then I was taken out, and because of my parents' life and being very overwhelmed, the Catholicism really took a back seat, and so I really wasn't forced to go to Mass or do
uh-huh.
anything like that. But I actually did try to come back to the Catholic Church to get confirmed when I was in the 8th grade. So that was my attempt to come back to it, which didn't go well. I remember sitting in the classroom, and I thought I was there to have them help me become a better person, when in fact they just wanted to talk about doctrine. So I remember one subject was... We're going to talk about why the Virgin Mary is, in fact, a virgin and why
right.
we have to believe that.
Oh, right.
And I just thought that was complete nonsense, so much so that I just pulled out and I didn't get confirmed at that time.
Mm-hmm.
So then I wasn't involved again for a number of years. Tried to come back as a young married adult, because my husband was raised Catholic as well, and we thought that I think what we were really feeling was a spiritual need, and we were trying to fulfill it with a religion.
Sure.
That didn't go well. So then again, we weren't part of the church for a number of years. And it wasn't until we had kids, after I had two of my three children, and I started to fear for their souls
right.
and wanted to get them baptized, that we actually came back to the Catholic Church to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then we stayed for a number of years.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for sharing that point, because I think that is something that operates through many people yet today. And, well done. And
yeah.
thank you for sharing. Yeah.
Yeah, it really wasn't until we realized that we were really more spiritual and not religious that we were, and felt that we could...
That's a good point.
We could handle the spiritual aspects ourselves,
mm-hmm.
that we were able to...
Right.
divorce ourselves from the church.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very interesting indeed. Well, if you could, perhaps you can explain that moment in time, because now we're building the foundation, yes. Right? I understand as a child, and you had clues to who you were, mm-hmm. and we talked about your religion and the overtones growing up, and then what you and your husband and family, you know, were working through. So I guess next would be if you could explain, like, that moment of time where there was something deeper inside of you that said, okay, something is not right here. Something is not right with what I'm seeing, witnessing. Something's not right on planet Earth. Can you kind of share that?
Yeah, definitely. And that would be 9/11. And I really look at the events of that day, and that really was my wake-up call. It really did lead me down the path that I'm currently on. And it's showing, making me understand the world in which I live, which is actually a matrix, and that we're really pawns in it.
So you questioned the narrative of truth, of what they were force-feeding us.
Yeah, I saw those buildings collapse, and I thought there's no way planes could do that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, those were structures that were designed specifically to have a plane run into them to survive. So.
Right.
And in fact, I thought it was interesting because I remember hearing Peter Jennings say that day that it looked like a controlled demolition.
I remember that, Kathy. Yeah. I actually remember that, yeah.
Yeah, and I think I heard one or two other people on the news say that day, but I never heard that spoken of again. Not until a couple years later when I was introduced to the architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth.
Right.
And they started the narrative that perhaps it was more of a controlled demolition and that they were questioning the events of that day because they didn't believe the official story, and neither did I. And then even a couple years later, I saw a presentation by Dr. Judy Wood, who's a mechanical engineer. And I feel like she's probably closest to the truth because she talks about perhaps it being an energy source that we're unaware of, and that there was actually
a directed energy source.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that it was a dustification that happened rather than actually a collapse.
Yeah. I resonate a lot with her too. I've looked at a lot of her information, and I agree. Obviously, there's issues to the narrative. So.
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
So well done, though, for feeling that and sensing that, because I think there were a lot of us on that day.
Yeah.
And afterwards and ongoing.
Right.
We're still questioning. I mean, we know, we understand there was something very much disingenuous in terms of what they were trying to feed us, in terms of that truth. But yeah, well done for being able to sense or see that.
Yeah.
Because, do you remember where you were that day?
Actually, I was at TJ Maxx. I remember well because I was buying two Christmas tree skirts. Believe it or not, they had those in September.
Yeah.
And I came home and my husband had left a message on the answering machine because we didn't have our own individual cell phones at the time. And he said something like, "Have you seen what happened?"
Mm.
So I immediately turned on the TV.
Yeah. And it was quite a shock.
It really was. It really was. But mm-hmm. there was just something off about it.
Mm-hmm.
It was completely off about it. And I would say that event is what started me, like I like to say, following breadcrumbs. And
I used my
curiosity after that, and that's how I stumbled on things like Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, and Dr. Judy Wood, and so much more.
Right, thank you. Yes, right, you know. Well said, because you know what we're starting to already see, I mean, and you're living it, and I think doing all the work you've done, you know, to prepare today for our discussion, being able to look at the timeline, right?
Oh,
and you're able to go back and really connect dots mm-hmm. all along the way, and I think that's the point that I like to say to everyone, you know, we're just re-remembering that are becoming conscious of what has always been there, guiding us and like showing us and whispering to us, hey, mm-hmm. wake up,
right.
You know, something's not right.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's that moment in time. And I think for myself too, I can remember that moment for me. There's that moment in time where there's a cellular response, where there's just a deep
mm-hmm.
knowing.
Mm-hmm.
And then
right.
there you are,
right.
questioning the matrix.
Right. Well, and I have a scientific background. So for me, when I saw videos online like Loose Change and Zeitgeist and
they were good.
What on Earth Inside Crop Circle Mysteries, when people are bringing some science to these things, then, you know, that makes more sense to me. But you're right. It has to come from a cellular knowing as well.
Yeah, very good. Zeitgeist and loose change and all of that, I remember, you know, watching, because that came out shortly after all of that happened. And whether or not, you know, it's the full truth, at least it was part of, like we said, it's part of that disclosure. It's part of the questioning. That's really what we all need to do, is really question more instead of blind obedience, just walking through our life, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, I think like what we're discussing here, in my view, are the controlling pillars of society. My feeling is that there are five pillars of the main structure that use anti-human control to influence planetary affairs. And these pillars of society, they're manipulated deliberately to shape all world organizations through the agenda of control enforced by, quote, you know, the power elite.
Right.
The power elite. And I think that this is carried out in many ways, but the overall goal is to reinforce each other so that they can manipulate within the positions of power to be given to the top of the chain, right, that maintain control over humanity, over our resources. So I always think of the strategies of dividing and conquering to continually create victims and victimizers here. And I look at those five pillars because we're talking about a few of them right now.
Right.
Religion.
Yes.
Okay. The 9/11 narrative.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So power elites or controllers is one. The military-industrial complex, another. The intelligence agencies, the covert groups, our government. The religious, academic, financial, medical pillars, the controlled media and press, because right there we're talking about those controlled narratives through the 9/11 story.
Exactly.
Well, this really leads me to the next question. And I know that another part of your awakening was actually looking at the medical system. And again, there was that part, that piece of you that was actually questioning, again, the narrative.
Right.
So maybe you can share some of your thoughts around that.
Yeah. I did start questioning the medical establishment, which, again, was challenging for me because I was raised in it. But what happened is, this is after 9/11, 2006. My daughter is at the age that they wanted to administer the Gardasil HPV vaccine, which was very recently put on the market.
Yeah.
My intuition said, don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
I told the pediatrician we wouldn't be doing it, and I was shocked to have him get very upset with me, so much so that he told me that it was obvious that I'd never seen a woman die from cervical cancer, otherwise I'd want to get this series of three shots for my daughter.
It's this is my hot button.
Yeah.
So it's incredible though, isn't it? Because you know your intuition is telling you one thing,
mm-hmm.
but the white coat symbol, we call it the symbol of authority that they wear, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a symbol.
Right.
It's a difficult place to be, isn't it? As a mom, you know, also navigating this system and to stand in your convictions
mm-hmm.
for what you feel. Because I talk to a lot of people and who have children, and as you know,
mm-hmm.
they're pushing more and more and of this agenda.
Well, yes, I've learned so much more about vaccines since then, but just at the time,
what year was that, Kathy?
Around 2006.
Okay.
So what I was hearing was that there were problems with it, and girls were dying. They were being paralyzed. They were
mm-hmm.
getting sick. And I refused to allow my daughter to be a guinea pig.
Well done.
So well done. I just refused. Ironically, 3 years later, he wants me to vaccinate my son, who doesn't even have a cervix. So I didn't even know what to say to that one.
Oh, my goodness. And this is where we question, like, the sanity of what is being purposed as truth here to us. And that was 2006, so I still think, like, religious exemption and certain things were allowed, if I remember
Right.
But today...
It's more recent that they were going after the mandated vaccine schedule and not allowing for any medical exemptions. The whole vaccine issue is just a hot button right now.
Well, I know here in North Carolina, listening to the parents whose children are getting ready to go to college, when I went to college, I didn't need vaccines. These kids are needing vaccines to get into schools, colleges, and I don't know. It's really frightening to me and deeply concerning because we just don't know that full agenda, but it's nefarious,
right.
For sure, you know.
Well, and I will say, I will give my pediatrician a little bit, I will cut him a little bit of slack because I do feel like he's not necessarily knowing that he's in the dark when it comes to some of the issues with it.
Correct.
And again, I don't know if his position has changed since then. It's been a number of years now, but...
Isn't it really true, you know, when you look at the pharmaceutical companies dictating the education in the colleges or dictating the treatments, and the Hippocratic Oath is to do no harm, they're either buying in 100% to what, quote, they are being told.
Right.
But at some point, I mean, it's like all of us, isn't it? We awaken and we're starting to question what we are doing.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
We have to, at some point, be able to ask ourselves when you're watching progress not moving in the way it should, you know, with health and well-being and you're seeing it, how can you continue to keep doing the same thing over and over?
Right. Well, you just made me think of something that I hadn't thought about in a while, which was, this was a different pediatrician, but when my daughter was born, when she was 6 days old, she ended up developing a breast infection. And we took her to the pediatrician at the time, and he looked at us both, because he knew this was our firstborn,
and
we had no experience with babies, and he commended us for listening to our intuition and said that this was very serious. And that was a good thing that we listened to it and brought her in when we did.
There you go. Right.
And there I am.
There's that intuition 16, again.
16 years later, using that same intuition and having a pediatrician...
Acknowledge it.
Not acknowledge it, saying, discount that.
Yeah.
I know more than you. I know better. And your daughter should have this shot. So that's what we're working with here.
Yeah. It's...
Yeah.
Well done with the intuition part, you know, well done with listening to that, because really I feel that these are critical tools to move through this ascension cycle in time, because we have to listen to that voice, the knowing, because there's pieces and parts of us that know deeply, and if we can just tune into it, listen to it, work through it, and then act accordingly without being bombarded and lambasted by the distractions and the naysayers because you want to do something a little bit different.
Right.
Well done, Kathy. Okay, I think that this will certainly help other parents here who are going to listen to this, because I know they're faced with these challenges.
Yeah. I felt like we got off easy because I look at what's happening now and I think, wow, I don't even know I'd be doing. I'm so glad they're older.
You can really see the agenda just stepping up.
Yes, I can.
Yep, rolling out,
And I wish I could say that was the end of it for my daughter, but it wasn't. Which speaks to the fact of maybe that's why my intuition went on off with the Gardasil, because 2 years later she ended up being diagnosed with ITP, which is a low blood platelet count. The I stands for idiopathic, which means they don't even know what causes it. And then 2 years later, she ended up having some hormone issues. And then 2 years after that, so we're into 2012, she's suffering from these stomach cramps after every meal. And it forces her to look elsewhere. You know, the hormone issues, she was put on hormones, the ITP, they were like, well, we don't even know what to tell you about that. But, you know, if you're going to have elective surgery, you're going to have to put some of your own blood up because, you know, just as a safety precaution,
Sort
of thing. But the stomach cramps, she had to get a an answer for that. So she ended up going to an alternative practitioner and had some expensive lab work done, but it did show that she suffered from leaky gut and had a gluten sensitivity.
Right, right.
And the amazing thing about that is once she started eating gluten-free, the stomach cramps resolved immediately. Within a year, her hormone levels had returned to normal. And then, amazingly, within 2 years, her blood platelet counts were normal as well. So, you know, when she was in the allopathic system where it's the siloed care, right, you know, she's having hormone issues. So we're going to give you the hormones, the ITP, well, this is what you can do. And no one was looking at any overarching thing that could be causing any of that. They were happy to just have her be on
medication
for the rest of her life.
Customers for life. Exactly. I think, you know, there's an agenda driven by profit. I always say, you know, when you look at the pharmaceutical industry, they are public companies, right? Mm-hmm. So their fiduciary responsibility is to the shareholder and profit.
Right.
So I think there's a huge
yeah
problem
oh yeah
with
right
that, you know,
right. Well, and then getting back to the controlled media and all that as to yeah what information is really out there, and
right,
I've since watched, you know, several series, a couple of which were The Truth About Cancer and Vaccines Revealed, and if nothing else, they've had me realize that we just don't have all the information. So how are we really able to give informed consent to these things?
Right. That's a great point. And, you know, it's also, too, because you see it's so litigious in the medical world,
oh, yeah,
right?
Oh, yeah.
So a physician, you know, if they're not toeing the line, pretty much,
mm-hmm,
their medical license is at risk. So in a way, they're held hostage, too.
Right.
But it still doesn't let anyone off the hook, in my mm-hmm opinion, because we all come to a point where we have to question authority,
mm-hmm,
question what we've learned, question what we believe to be true, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And then the last thing I'd say about it is just an interesting thing that happened when we had taken our son up to his dorm up on North Campus at U of M. I was coming back home from a side of town that I hadn't even been on that side of town in a number of years. And I just remember looking up the hill at the big, expansive U of M Cancer Center.
U of M, University
of Michigan.
Michigan.
Mm-hmm. Cancer Center.
Right, right.
And doesn't everyone know what U of M is? Anyway, I'm looking at up this hill at this huge complex, and I just the thought popped into my head that they don't want a cure for cancer. Look at the money that's being brought in by not having a cure for cancer.
Yeah. So here again is part of your soul, part of your higher self recognizing that something clearly is off.
And going on.
Right. And again, it's that part of the intuition and part of that ongoing evolution of your soul's journey of awakening and ascension. So yeah, well done, Kathy. It's so interesting, you know, as I'm sitting here with you and just listening to your story, very inspiring, because so many people are walking this path just the same way, piece by piece.
Mm-hmm.
The distortions
mm-hmm
and the ability to see through the distortions through these pillars systems are coming online, if you
right
will. We're able to poke holes through the narratives, through the nets, and we're able to see what's happening. And I think what's great about your journey is piece by piece by piece by piece, you keep moving forward. And that's that child that was getting himself ready to go to school
right
by themselves.
Right.
It's that same part of you that just keeps marching forward down the rabbit hole,
mm-hmm,
looking to see what the heck is going on planet Earth and who am I?
Right.
Right.
Yeah, and as I said, I just call it following the breadcrumbs.
Yeah. Well said. Well said.
I see a breadcrumb, I pick it up, you know, and then I don't know where that path necessarily is going, but I'm just following it.
And isn't that really part of surrendering? It's
yeah
part of surrendering to the ego will, and it's just allowing things to unfold as you move through it.
Right.
And it's in that process, I think, that we really are able to find greater truth. It's in that process. So again, yeah,
right,
well done.
Right.
I love it, and I love to watch it grow and change, as I do all the time,
yes,
as we're always in process and
we
moving
are
Sure. So, anything else you'd like to share about the medical? All right, well.
Yeah, no, I mean, I guess I'm just heads up about that now.
Yeah, and so you're aware.
I am aware, and I see these things coming at us. I'm watching the mandated vaccine schedule happening, and I don't have school age kids anymore, but it's a problem for everybody. I see flu shots being and gas rewards in the same sign. And I think, what have we come to that? Getting bonus points for having your flu shot.
Right, and you still say, what is behind it? What's the agenda behind it? What's the purpose? Who's benefiting from that? Because clearly a lot of the flu vaccines aren't even for the current flu strains.
Exactly.
And most people who get them have some kind of reaction to it.
And I don't think most people know any of that. And they don't even know to research it.
That's the point right there, right? Is because we're so distracted with just trying to survive and trying to go get through
Absolutely.
Our days.
Absolutely.
And then the symbol of the white coat, you know, we just give our authority and our power
right.
away over there because there's just not enough available energy to look.
Although now we're believing the CVS sign that says we need our flu shot. I mean, what kind of world are we in that we're going to believe, you know?
I know. So we're questioning the narratives. We're questioning reality here today. And God, it's great. It's great. Well, so really, this kind of moving forward a little bit, this brings us up to more current, to 2015. And your move to North Carolina with your husband, and where we first met. So I remember meeting you for the first time. It was over the phone, and I remember feeling, I know her. I could feel the frequency and the tone in your voice, and there was just a resonance.
I felt the same way.
Yeah, thank you. And, you know, I also remember you having scheduled another appointment because I work 4 days a week. But I also remember you having scheduled another appointment in another office and later telling me that you canceled that appointment to come to where we actually met in person. And, you know,
I did.
And there's that intuition again, because, you know, what's really amazing, because talk about listening to that higher voice, that higher calling, and how a simple decision of by not listening to what we know, what we resonate with, can change an entire timeline.
Right.
And with all the distractions that are going on in everybody's life, go here, look at this, go have this, buy this, you know, do this. Really, it's so hard for someone to actually able to get a real connection to that higher voice, the higher self, the intuition and knowing. So again, well done for listening, because my life's enriched by having you follow that knowing.
And mine's changed by knowing you. So.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I do have to back up a little bit and just kind of give a little bit of background on our move, which was, it was a very difficult decision for us to make. My husband and I are both lifelong Michiganders. We lived in Michigan our whole lives. And so when we had this opportunity to move down to North Carolina, that was challenging. And we really had to think about it. And we spent a better part of 2 years making that decision. And we finally decided when we both realized that, and this is how we put it, we'd be missing out on something if we didn't move.
Mm-hmm.
And we both felt that way. So we thought, okay, we got to do this. We got to do it. So so I met you in the process of, you know, getting all my ducks in a row and getting, you know, set up in different offices for various things because I'm in a new area. And I had another appointment in another office, and I called you guys just, I don't even know why, I think just for a second thing. And we connected so well on the phone, I'm like, I'm doing it. I'm going to switch. I'm going to call the other office, cancel that appointment, and come in. And I'm so glad that I did. So
yeah, me too, for sure. So, I remember you standing at the desk.
Yes.
You want to share that part?
Oh, yeah. So when I was done and I was getting ready to leave and I had to write out a check or something, so I'm down there writing out a check and you're talking to me and I'm not sure what you're saying. And I said, you know, I kind of finally looked up and I'm like, you know, I think I knew you were sort of analyzing my handwriting or supposedly. Right. And I said, how do you know that? And you were like, well, because I'm a psychic medium, and I was just, like, flabbergasted. Because, again, one of the things I always wanted to know was about psychic mediums. And anyway, you did a little quick session. You talked to my parents.
Right.
The whole bit. It was great. And the one of the most profound things you said was that we were down here not because of my husband's job, which is why we thought we moved, but because I was supposed to meet you.
Right. And move to that next level of...
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's so true because we joke. My husband doesn't even have that same job. 3.5 years later, so could have been about that job.
It's funny. And you're going strong.
Right.
You know, moving and grooving, spiritually growing.
That's right.
Yeah. It's so fantastic, you know, when we just let go and we just... Again, it's going back to trusting the intuition, and I think if any theme that comes through our dialogue today, it is really that message, is really trusting and listening. And again,
absolutely.
I'm so happy, you know, to be the recipient of your friendship and your trust, you know, through everything that we've experienced and through. Yeah. Well, let's talk about, if you don't mind, we'll go to the next question.
Sure.
Let's talk about the last, again, 3.5 years, 2015 to present, from the point of our starting to work together, because you have been actively, consciously participating with the ascension process, awakening, and what is, again, so wonderful is that we've initially, you know, we've had the opportunity to build trust, to share concepts about the nature of reality when we first met, that are operating in the world around us.
Yeah.
We talked about UFOs. We talked about, of course, the negative alien agenda, and you didn't run away.
No,
thank you so
I'm
much.
Still there.
And we talked about... doing certain work with and through the tools with energetic synthesis, which is something that I utilize, you know, through my session work and ongoing. So perhaps you might want to share something that might stand out in your mind in regards to, you know, to that process that kind of sums up.
Oh, yeah,
you know?
It definitely sums it up already.
The shifting of reality.
Yeah. Well, it would have to be the time that I saw a large alien spacecraft. And this happened, oh gosh, this was probably a couple years ago now. And what had happened was I was doing energy sessions with you, and this particular evening, it's kind of funny, I remember I had an appointment for Friday in the afternoon with you, but for whatever reason we had to change it to the night before. So we did this energy session on Thursday night. It was a beautiful session. I remember connecting.
I remember.
We got, like, dimensionally, whatever that was. And at the end of it, you had said something about, well, you know, I just sense that there might be, we might have a visitor. So we went out onto your balcony, and we saw a star out in the distance, and we're kind of focusing on it, like, is that just a star, or is that something else? And as we're looking at it, we start seeing the center of it change from white to red, then to change to blue, then it went back to white, and we are just laughing and having the best time watching.
We were.
The craft.
Yes.
Acknowledge, well, we seem to think that it was acknowledging the fact that we were looking at it.
Right.
So we did that for a few moments, and then it was late. It was going on 11 by this time, and so you walked me out, and we were, you know, walking along the sidewalk there to my car, stopping periodically, and at one point you're like, hey, that thing's moving. And it did. It kept lining up with where we were.
Right.
Until finally I was at my car and we were saying goodnight, and I sort of, like, as you were leaving, I looked and I saw, and I'm like, that thing looks like it's lining up behind where I'm going to be driving, as if it's going to go with me.
Yeah.
So I just remember thinking, wow, are you going to follow me home? And I get in the car and I leave, and I kind of kept going through my mind, like, wow, like, but I couldn't see anything. It's right. It's dark out.
And where you live.
Where we live is pretty rurally, yeah, and, right, you know.
Dark,
very tree-lined,
right.
Streets. But what happened is, when you get close to my house, you have to go over one of the fingers of Falls Lake. It's a bridge that you have to go over, which means there's water on each side of it.
Right.
And the weird thing is, I'm coming down, and it's downhill, and so you're usually kind of picking up speed whether you want to or not. But what slowed me down was I had a deer start running alongside the car, which was really pretty weird. And then I slowed down quite a bit, and it ended up running across the road, so luckily I had seen it. But I approached the bridge quite slowly as it ended up turning out. And so I still had this thought of, like, that, seeing that craft, but at a distance. And so I'm going across the bridge, and I look to my right, and up in the sky I see a light, and I'm looking, I'm like, oh, that's just an airplane. Because it's blinking, you know, we get a lot of airplanes around here, and you know what they look like. And then I look to my left, and I thought I saw, and I looked, and I see something else, and I go, okay, well, you're not an airplane. And it was the typical shaped alien spacecraft that was hovering at the tree line, and I was seeing the silhouette of it, and then I was seeing the lights around the perimeter,
right,
that were going off, and just completely floored me to see that. The other thing that was really interesting about that too, is if that wasn't enough, is I realized that the location of it was such that it was within a football field of my house. I mean, it could have been anywhere along the water there, but the location, it was such that they were almost telling me they knew who I was and they knew where I lived.
Yeah.
How's that?
Okay, so
for experiences.
That's a reality buster.
Yeah, that was. And, you know, I saw it.
That's right.
That's and you my
can't
truth.
And you can't unsee it, you
no.
can't unknow it.
No.
It is part of your reality.
It is.
It's part of that greater reality that's operating all around us. And, you know, I always think it's a blessing to be able to see this, to be able to see what is actually happening around our planet,
right,
and to know that something much greater than the controlled narrative is going on. I mean, it doesn't mean that, you know, a lot of people in this community, spiritual community, awakening community, ascension community, you know, they're all aliens are bad, all aliens are good, and I would say that's not true with people.
No.
That cannot be true with them.
Right.
I think that discernment is always the key.
Yeah.
But people say to me, well, how do you know it's good? I'm like, well, do you know what fear feels like?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Well, let that be your guide.
Well, and let's look at the timing of this. I had just come and we'd had this beautiful evening doing energy work.
With our guardian,
with our
crystal star guardian host.
And that's when they choose to show up.
Yeah.
That was not.
That was the validation.
Yes.
Right. And to trust that experience as positive.
Exactly. And I felt, too, that they want to acknowledge people that are trying to do their work. I heard Dr. Wayne Dyer say that if you believe things, you'll see them, not the other way around. We always say, I'll believe it when I see it. No, you have to believe it to see it.
Right.
And I believe that they existed.
I mean, you always questioned that, too. I know that about you.
Right.
And so the fact that they presented themselves to you, you know,
is a confirmation.
And again, it's just showing, you know, by following the breadcrumbs, like you say, following your intuition.
Yes.
Here we are today dialoguing about your spiritual journey. I'm so happy for you because from my perspective as a practitioner doing session work and guiding people, it is the most rewarding thing that I can tell you.
It's the outcomes you want for us.
Right? It's the most rewarding part of my life, really.
Right.
I mean, it's why I'm here. It's what I do. It's the ascension cycle. And to watch everybody have their experiences, heal their pain, wake up and shift through the matrix and take a real a real good look at what's going on around us. I mean, again, I just say, well done, Kathy. It's really amazing. But I know more because I know that in your backyard, orbs fly by.
Yes, and this is true.
And your husband sees them.
He sees them now, too. Yeah, That's right. We can sit out on our deck, and not every night, and sometimes it takes them an hour before someone will reveal themselves, but we mm-hmm. see them. We see them up in the sky, and they're slow moving. They look like stars, but if you're in the know, and if you
and your
spend
heart.
The time and you're open-hearted and,
open-minded.
And you want to see them,
That's
you'll
right.
see them.
That's right.
But if you're not, you won't. They'll just look like, you won't notice them, or they'll just look like a star to you.
That's right.
You have to be paying attention.
That's right. You know, I just want to say something about your husband. Just a beautiful human being and a gentle soul. And
thank you.
How very fortunate you are to have him in your life and for you to
absolutely.
Be in his life. I don't see this often in relationships, right? Mm-hmm. No one is awakening and the other one's not, and the friction.
Mm-hmm.
And but there's genuine love and genuine friendship between you. And it is really amazing. You come have sessions, and so does he.
He's
open.
Right.
And
he's not as far down the rabbit hole
right.
as I am.
But he allows you.
He allows me to, and he's done it a little ways.
Sure.
You know, and
sure.
I think that's the beauty of being with him for 36 years, that
yeah.
we have that knowing about
that's
each
right.
other, and that this does not, is not a huge problem.
And it's, again, really blessed you are to have that, because, you know, I don't always see that,
right.
you know, in with the people that I work with. So again, just another beautiful blessing here on this life and
absolutely.
On this road to discovery. So we just give a shout out to him because
he appreciates it, I'm sure.
Yeah. So I just have two more questions,
okay.
if that's okay.
Sure.
And can you share what you're doing in terms of your spiritual practices that have helped you move through the ascension cycle, and anything else that feels relevant,
sure.
you know, the blocks when you didn't feel like doing it or pushing through, you know, whatever you feel to share.
Sure. Yeah. Well, currently I do a daily 12D shielding, and that's designed to anchor energy into my light body.
And that is from Energetic Synthesis.
Yes.
Right.
And I also do a daily meditation.
Right.
I'm Energetic Synthesis as well. I have my energy sessions with you
right.
every few weeks. I really try to stay as conscious as possible. I really try to stay in the moment. I try to stay as neutral as possible in reactions to life events. I also work to monitor my thoughts. And I work hard to try not to believe the negative ones and to embrace the positive ones. And ultimately, I'm just trying to bring my most authentic self out into the world.
That's beautiful and well said, you know. Well said, and it's so true, you know, by holding neutral, being in the present moment, because what I observe with a lot of people, their energy is either in the past over regrets,
mm-hmm.
projecting way into the future, which has not yet come, and
right.
they're missing the moment.
Right.
And the point of power, our spiritual power, is always in the present moment.
Right.
It's in holding neutral when chaos is ensuing to the best of our ability that I find God's source or the
mm-hmm.
higher power, whatever you want to call that energy,
right.
that source, can work through us and can move mountains,
right.
can shift life, you know, like a breath, like a feather just
mm-hmm.
floating through the air. But it's in that neutral observation, holding steady while we're observing some of the thoughts, right? Because not all thoughts, as we're learning, are our own. A lot of are projected and from this
absolutely
matrix of distortion that we're in, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. Absolutely.
How do you discern? So you kind of like an organic thought from a non-organic thought. Is it negative or positive, or how do you?
Right. Well, something you said to me really resonates, which was, you know, human beings don't have these horrible negative thoughts, and that's really stayed with me. So
mm-hmm.
when I'm having one of those thoughts or one of those days where they just won't leave me alone.
Well, you feel depressed. You feel low. You feel like you want to give up. You feel like you can't go on, right?
What's the point?
Yeah. What's the point? Let's call it mind control. Let's call it projected thought forms.
Wherever it's coming from.
Correct.
It's not our own.
That's right.
And that's really not, it's not beneficial anyway.
Yeah.
You know, so... But I will tell you, I lived many years in my life where I didn't even know about my thoughts, much less was looking at them. I really didn't.
That's a good point, because what we're doing through the work that we do spiritually, through your commitment to your spiritual practice, ongoing session work, looking at the world differently, you're beginning to monitor your thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
You're really beginning to look and question, and that, again, is so important. Myself, okay. Same here.
Right.
Same here.
Yeah. A lot of them are pretty ridiculous if you really look at them, it's like, wow, where is that coming from? And how is that going to serve me if I choose to believe it? Not well.
That's great. That's going to help a lot of people, what we just talked about right here, because, you know, with all of the fear programming running, all of the triggering, all of the... artificial signaling, because I always said whoever operates through the energetic realm, whoever controls that nervous system controls
mm-hmm.
the thoughts, right?
Right?
And so what we're really trying to do is to reawaken to what we always have known, that
mm-hmm.
we are divine multidimensional beings.
Right.
You know, and the greater reality of our truth is, and I say that on my website, is that we are multidimensional beings living in a body on a sphere in the middle of space.
Yes.
We're cosmonauts, astronauts, space dwellers, and our superpower is love.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, you ask yourself, why when we're down here running around in pain and worry and fear, and why are we so, it's so such a small world when we're in that state, isn't
right.
it?
It is.
Instead of stepping back and looking at that greater reality that every single one of us on this planet is sharing.
Mm-hmm.
And why are we not making decisions from that expansive understanding? And,
right.
of course, we understand why we're living in a distorted hologram, a hyperdimensional matrix. There's levels of control and assault on us so that we cannot remember who we are and why we're really here.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
So,
right.
yeah, fantastic. Well, I have one more question, the last one.
Right.
And... So, can you share some words of wisdom that you've worked through your journey to help support others? And also, fitting in versus belonging.
Mm, yes. Yes, that is something I've recently learned from Brené Brown, who you may or may not be familiar with her.
I am.
But
mm-hmm.
she is a social researcher, and... What was interesting about what she said was that she said that the opposite of belonging is fitting in. And I thought, wow, that's really powerful. I would not have thought that.
Right.
Because we all claim that we want to fit in.
Right.
But what we really want is to belong.
Mm-hmm.
Which gets me to the first words of wisdom, which would be, you need to be your authentic self.
Mm-hmm.
And that takes a lot of courage, because most people... don't want to be their authentic self because they're too vulnerable.
Right.
But if you're not, you're never going to find yourself belonging to the appropriate group. You'll only ever
fit in
somewhere. So
going with the masses,
exactly.
swimming in the soup.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Following the herd.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So yeah. So it takes courage, but you really have to try to be your most authentic self.
Mm-hmm.
And that. Means, I guess, if you see an alien spaceship and someone
yeah.
asks you if you've seen one, you have
yeah.
to be honest about it, you know?
That's right. That's right.
So, and the other things I would say, I've already touched on them, but just quickly, I would say, you know, listen to your intuition.
Yeah, it's a biggie.
That's a big one. I'd also say that try not to let fear be your biggest motivator. I mean, it had me back in the Catholic religion for... a decade when
Fears.
Maybe I could have been learning some other things.
Right.
Consciousness. Yeah, you have to examine your thoughts. You have to realize that you have thoughts.
You have to participate with yourself, don't you?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But I was so unawakened, I didn't even know I was having thoughts.
That's a great point.
Like, what? I'm having thoughts? And it's like, well, of course you're having thoughts. Why don't, you know, that's why you got angry about something, or that's why something made you sad. But if you really stop and look at what that thought that triggered that emotion was, and then you realize I have control over, I don't have to just believe it.
That's right.
That you might not even be mine.
Absolutely.
It's powerful.
So that's powerful right there, to be able to discern, you know, the difference. Because it really does shift, doesn't it? I mean, it really changes you at a very core level, because you are now, you're becoming more sovereign to yourself.
Right. Right.
Right. It's great.
Right. And then the last couple things I would mention is that, you know what, you're entitled to your opinions, and that you shouldn't let anyone shame, bully, or embarrass you out of having them. They're yours. And think about all the opinions you've taken in from other people that
you're like, goodness.
Wow, okay, good. They had no problem telling you their opinion.
Right.
So feel free to express your own and honor them.
Right. Well said. Yeah, absolutely. I think the hardest thing about this journey is the fact that, you know, we're starting to learn another language, if you will. We're starting to see the world and how we've always seen it, like you growing up, you always mm-hmm. knew, but now you're becoming consciously aware, you're consciously participating.
Right.
And in hindsight, looking back, you're seeing who you always were.
Right.
There was
a common thread. There really
Absolutely.
Was.
Absolutely. And it's part...
You just have to get kind of further down the road and turn around and see where that road has been leading you.
That's right, because there's always your higher self,
right
that is guiding and directing, and it really shows you that we all have the opportunity, we're all following our path at a level. Now, we have a lot of distortion mm-hmm. and negativity mm-hmm. there, mm-hmm. but how amazing to be able to filter through and still, with all the distractions we have here on planet Earth, still be able to walk your path and find your way. And it's truly like hindsight. You had to live enough life to put the pieces together for today. So when like the UFOs show up and the negative alien agenda mm-hmm. comes out and mm-hmm. we're looking at the, you know, like we talk about, we're looking at who is benefiting by pedophilia, who is, by keeping it under wraps, who is benefiting from mm-hmm. sex trafficking, drugs, who is benefiting from that? Why is that whole world hidden? Mm-hmm. Not so much anymore. Mm-hmm. Things are being revealed. But, you know, we think that war, aging, disease, poverty, all of that preying on our children, like that's just part of our experience here on Earth, and mm-hmm. it is not.
Right.
It's a predation
right.
by something that's much darker and more sinister than what we were even able, you know, that we were understood. However, Christianity mm-hmm. understands demons.
Right.
Okay, so I think like part of what our work here is and what we're sharing here today is to really look through the false narratives presenting as truth
mm-hmm.
and don't be afraid to consider or ponder that there is some force here that is really denying mm-hmm. us our mm-hmm. true heart, soul, intelligence.
Right. Absolutely. And I would say, you know, be curious about this stuff. Don't just take everything hook, line, and sinker that, you know, you're reading or you're seeing or, you know, and that, you know.
Critical
thinking, absolutely. And follow your own breadcrumbs and see where they lead you. I mean, this led me here to you and to uncovering all these things. And again, you know, believing it and then seeing it, you know, having the belief before you're going to be able to see it.
And then having the direct experience,
right?
Which isn't that the best teacher? It's your direct experiences and everything
Absolutely.
You've shared here were all your direct experiences and that higher knowing as you were moving through your life. So,
absolutely.
It's been great. Well, oh my God, it's coming. It's about that time. Oh my goodness, it's been just about an hour. Is there anything else that you might like to share before we go? Anything else that comes to your mind?
I just read a quote by Einstein, which I thought was pretty powerful in light of all that we've been talking about.
Right.
And he said, "What is right is not always popular, and what is popular is not always right."
That's great.
Which is to speak to all of these pillars and matrices we've been talking about, that just because they're here, and maybe just because they're popularly followed, doesn't mean they're right. And again,
right.
We need to wake up. We need to use our own discernment. We have to look at our own experiences and see what they've been showing us along the way.
Absolutely, yeah.
And I think if people were to actually do that, they would be realizing they didn't know what the world was really about, and how we need to get back to ourselves.
Absolutely, and I know you and I talk about this a lot. We talk about, you know, a lot of the clients that I see are in their 50s before they're actually awakening, or there's some spiritual crisis, you know, mm-hmm. or they've had some kind of major sighting of a UFO or
right.
some
right.
spiritual phenomenon that happened that just catapulted them into awakening.
Mm-hmm.
But,
mm-hmm.
you know, when you think about, there's so much to learn, so much to explore,
right.
so much to consider beyond the 3D narrative, right, of the construct, that we are here to explore, to learn, to become, to open our hearts,
mm-hmm.
to expand, to
mm-hmm.
to soar in our consciousness. And my goodness, you know, we have such a short amount of time here on
right.
planet Earth.
Right.
And I think for me, working through my own journey, and being sick so young,
mm-hmm.
when I was in my 20s, it really made me realize that I was never quite sure if tomorrow was going to be here. So it made me appreciate life and have a very deep reverence for life, but to question everything
yeah.
and to keep going and to
right.
keep searching, because I want to experience all that is my divine right and birthright from being here on planet Earth,
mm-hmm.
as we traverse through time and space. You know,
right.
I want to know the truth. I want it to know who I was. I want it to know how the universe operated.
Mm-hmm.
And I sincerely want it to help guide and assist other people how we would be connected and find each other,
mm-hmm.
to their own personal journey. And I will say this to you, Kathy, with all my heart. It is truly a privilege to be able to have that experience with you, and to...
Privilege is really all mine. Again,
because
we said,
beautiful.
Without that phone call,
yeah.
my timeline is completely different. And I missed the real reason why I moved down here.
That's right.
So
all we can say is thank you, God.
Yes.
Thank you, God, and thank you, God, for all of our blessings in life, for our family, you know, for everything. The hard times, the good times, the in-between times. Life is truly a journey. And so, well, I think that's about it. So, again, I want to thank everybody for listening. And if you have any questions for Kathy, you can certainly reach out to me through my contact page on Vibrations of the Soul. I'm sure she'd be happy to answer any questions you might have. Otherwise, I just wish all of you peace and love as you travel on your journey. And to you too, Kathy, and to all of your family. So, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. Good night.
Good night.